Welcome back to the WKEI Morning Show, live from our Yem Auto Group studios. I'm Sean Cronin, and joining us live in the studio is Rayan Tucker with the Henry and Stark County Health Department. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Let's talk about the latest news.
Okay, we got lots of news. You know, it just happened at the old health department. But as of yesterday, we did make the announcement that we are opening up the second dose registration portal on this tomorrow. Wednesday. Okay. It should be sometime in the morning. Just keep tuned. We will announce it when it's opening. But it brings up kind of what we had hit upon last week. We always knew going into the vaccination rollout that it was going to be a challenge because it's the two-dose administration, which right. is always hard. So what I really want to talk about to people is frequently asked questions. And a lot of times I get it because there is so much demand, and in the past, making appointments, especially for a first dose clinic, is more competitive. But I really want to tell people when we post things, just read the instructions carefully and don't second guess them. So many questions we got yesterday were when they asked the question, they had the answer already in their question alone. Case in point, when we do these and we tell them you need your second dose, it's only after 28 days from the first dose.
Right.
So the first thing I would say to anyone is once you got your first dose, grab your paper, look at the date that you got your first dose. Now, look at a calendar. Count 28 days, draw a circle around it. Then go to 42 days after, draw a circle around it. That window of time, that stretch of time, is your window to get your second dose. You cannot get it before 28 days. We prefer you do not get it after 42. So, going by what we are now going to be offering as far as the clinics, we will now be segueing our drive-through clinics out of Blackhawk to Wednesdays will be second dose clinics and Fridays will be first dose clinics. Again, remember when we talk about first dose, we're going to be playing catch up because of what happened with the weather.
Right.
But we're talking second dose right now. So we got so many questions from people saying, case in point, I got my shot February the 5th. Can I get it March the 3rd? Is that 28 days? No, that's 26. 26 and 28 are not the same numbers.
Right.
So again, people, I know there's that anxiety, but a lot of times they don't really need to ask these questions. It's very straightforward, and they're making it more difficult. It's like when you are in grade school and it's a story problem,
right.
And they're bringing in things that don't need to be in there. So don't make it harder. So truly, before we open up the portal, do what I just told you. And so most people that went to, say, our February 5th clinic, obviously, the next clinic after would be the 10th or the 17th would be in those windows. And we are opening up the registration for March 3rd and 10th tomorrow.
Okay.
So if you don't get in the 10th, and I really do believe another thing people don't understand is you're only, I don't like to use the word competing, you're only navigating for slots around people that got the shot at the clinics the same time you did. We are assured by the OEM that we have enough vaccine to cover all of the people that we gave shots to, their first dose to.
Right.
So we have enough to give them their second dose. You just have to sign up for a time. And you've been through it before. You do not have the competition. It should be going that much smoother. So again, don't bring in this anxiety. You're halfway there. Don't make it harder than it has to be. So another thing that's cropping up is people are saying, asking the question a lot, if I got a shot somewhere else, can I get it at this clinic? Again, we have to encourage people. If you chose to get your first dose somewhere else, it's always important for you to stay with that same provider for your second dose because you're guaranteed you're getting the same vaccine.
Right.
We do have more than one vaccine that people are administering. We have the Pfizer and we have the Moderna. So that's the answer that we encourage people to do that. So please just again, stay calm. be patient, be understanding. A lot of times, I was amazed yesterday, we had people handicapping the system. Well, if you did this clinic, you're no plus. And I'm thinking, don't handicap things. You know what everyone should worry about? Everybody should worry about that window of time and getting their second dose. Don't worry about anything else. Believe right. you me, we have people at the OEM, people at the health department that are up all hours of the night trying to get more flu, more COVID shipments, making sure we have enough vaccine to meet the demand. We have people that are paid to think about that. Some people are just curious about this stuff, but really do not give that kind of thought process energy, because you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. You don't know all the we've been trained for this.
Right.
We've been going through training ever since 9/11. Even before that, I've been working for the health department for 30 years, and we've been doing mass dispensing since I was first there. I'm glad you're curious, but sometimes when you throw this stuff out there, it's like a red herring, and it gets people to worry about things that are not even something to worry about. So we're dealing with that. So again, let's all be part of the positivity, if not to use that, but let's all just be part of where we want to go and not think or bring anything else into it. Another thing that I want to remind people, now we're switching gears and we're going to talk about first dose, because we did have to, because of the weather, take the 19th and all those previously scheduled, and it was very seamless, to this Friday, the 26th. So if you are a first dose person and you have your appointment for Friday, the 26th, that was postponed from the 19th, all are good to go. We're doing good. The weather's going to be better. Yes. Than it would have been on the 19th. But what we ran into before, there's something when I say we're all in it together, we all owe each other a common courtesy and respect. So if you were one of the people that secured a slot or an appointment for the 19th and now the 26th, and you have already got your shot from some other provider, please do the common courtesy of calling the OEM at 309-937-3999 or emailing. And it's posted on our Facebook and our Twitter that we were running into that. I'm still a little bitter about it because it was when it was like one below zero, wind chill factors below, that we had no shows.
Right.
And we know how many people want those slots. And people who had secured those slots were no shows. The weather isn't good. I understand that. But if you can't make it, or if you get an appointment somewhere else, that's vaccine that we are putting aside for you that we could give to somebody else. So, you know, a lot of times when people are second guessing and throwing maybe negativity and questioning why we do it the way we do it, you have to understand we're constantly using those variables too.
Mm-hmm.
That we are dealing with human beings, and sometimes we don't do the things we should do. And this is a very common, simple thing. So looking ahead to this Friday for a first dose clinic that we have scheduled, if you have already got your shot from some other provider, please call the OEM so we can give that vaccine to someone else needing it. We all have to be part of this cure. We all have to be moving forward. And when you don't do things like that, it really does bog down the system. And it can be very frustrating on our end of it too. But again, I'm going to tell people, it's probably going to get more confusing once we start these clinics. So keep track. And we all have to take personal responsibility.
Yes.
That's the stuff I'm amazed at. And it's nice to have somebody to tell us what to do. We love a tour guide. But we cannot possibly sit over every one of our participants' shoulders and help map them out. And it's a very simple thing. Again, once you get that first shot. Another thing that's cropping up is some people are looking at the materials that we give out as far as the rescheduling for the second dose. And the note on the COVID record says, after 22 days, start to look for your appointment and securing. That's throwing everybody off. So everybody who's looking at their instructions, let's just forget the number 22. Because that's just a reminder that, okay, now I got to start thinking, but it doesn't mean anything. Okay. It's just the prompt. So let's throw out that number. Okay. Right. And you really have to just worry about the number 28 and the number 42. So again, like I said, when we started off this, my little elementary school lecture to my school children, sorry. again, look at your first date that you got the shot. Go 28 days, circle it, go 42, circle it, and then grab an appointment slot on one of those days. And if you do that, you're simple. We're good to go, and you will have your second dose, and one person's going to be, you know, on that done, you know, column, and right. We can work to the other, you know. So, again, bear with us. You're almost there, and we'll get it done.
OSF St. Luke Medical Center, now on their website, is tracking the percentage of people in the state of Illinois who have been vaccinated. It's only at about 3%. Mm-hmm. And I think the frustration out there is that 3% is thus far is pretty low.
Right.
Not that anybody's doing anything to keep it that way. It's just that the distribution has been an issue.
Yeah. This is the other thing. And it does bring up, you know, a challenge. So many times people will say, well, we didn't like the computer system. I've noticed that, you know, oh, that's not senior friendly or what have you. The fact of the matter is when we have opened and when we will be opening a first dose, we will probably be doing that early next week. So after we get this with the second dose coordinated this Wednesday, look to after that to announcements, maybe even as early as this Thursday, to the next opening of the first dose portal. But we give out everything we got.
Yeah.
I know that's another thing. People are like, you know, we don't have vaccines sitting around. And we also have to take allotments and shipments that are already, you know, been affected by winter weather throughout the nation. And we have to have it available to second dosers. You also have to understand, really, the priority then goes to second dosers. And people would say, why? Well, because if we can't get that second dose in that person, we're throwing away not only that second dose, but the first dose. Because we've got that investment in them.
Right.
So you can see that. So when we open up a registration for a first dose and it goes in a matter of 50 minutes and you're like, you know, you get mad. Yeah, you're mad. I get the frustration. But that's all we had. It's not like we're sitting on some and we're just not giving you an appointment. So understand that as well. I don't think there's a lot of vaccine that is sitting on shelves. So it's still a distribution problem and a manufacturing problem. And we are literally playing catch up. We thought that there was a surplus. We were told there was a surplus all throughout the fall. We thought that that was when we had that call that we could turn it around. So we're playing catch up. And we've been doing a pretty good job when you think of what has happened since the first of the year, considering winter weather like we have never seen before affecting the whole nation.
Right.
So again, we put out, please, a little patience. And I know in our county, we've been wonderfully with the OEM and the health department systematically trying to follow the phases set forth by the federal government and by the state, and that is to essential workers and frontline workers. And these are areas of gray. And then, of course, the over 65 population. And then coming soon, the under 65 population. So when we keep opening these phases and we haven't completed the previous phase, you can see how that build up. And it really is still just supply and demand.
Right.
That's another thing people don't understand when you're enrolling online. You might get frustrated because you say you're not enrolling because the computer system is faulty. No, it's not, because we give away every slot. It's just seriously, there's so much demand for a limited amount of slots. And now, as we continue, they're opening up the comorbidities with the 65 in the next few weeks. So again, there is vaccine. It's coming your way. We're all frustrated. If you don't think that, you know, you're frustrated at home, we're frustrated too. We every shot we get, we can put it out. In fact, we've told people, if they gave us big shipments, we could churn it out like what we're doing out at Blackhawk every day of the week. They just got to give us our shots. And we sometimes we can put 600 to 800 people through a day.
Yeah.
It's just we are held back by the amount that we have in hand. So please, people, before you attack, you don't know a lot of times the whole picture. And we all just have to be respectful of one another and just be patient. It is going to be a time, I can guarantee you, at some point where I'm going to be here talking to you saying, all right, for you people out there that still haven't got your shot, let's get into your neighborhood pharmacy or your neighborhood doctor or the health department. And it will turn to that. It's just a matter of when we can catch up.
Absolutely. Now, hopefully the latest numbers are going to give people a reason to relax just a little bit. Obviously not relax in the way of taking off your mask, but relax in terms of...
As you start to make me hyperventilate.
Just in terms of demanding, you know, the vaccine be given to you even though it's not there.
Right. Exactly.
But the numbers are really good right now.
Yes, the numbers are very good. But there are some points that, knowing human nature, and you just brought it up in the question itself, and we've been through these cycles, and we are all suffering from COVID fatigue. Please don't take these numbers and these positivity rates, which are exceedingly low and wonderful, and we love that stuff, and make you throw out the mitigation. Unfortunately, the mitigation is going to be part of our lives for the future. We don't know how long. This is an ongoing story that we are going through in history. So we are also being helped by the weather.
Mm-hmm.
We are not going out and congregating a lot when it's below zero. But the sun is out today. We're going to have better moderating temperatures. People are going to start moving around. If you throw out the mitigation of wearing masks and observing social distancing, these numbers will not stay this way. Another thing that I don't want to be Debbie Downer, but that is on the horizon, are the variants, the viral variants of COVID. And we see that some of them are actually more contagious. So that gives us pause for concern of what we might be seeing come the spring and summer. So we'll be talking about that. And like I said, we're going to see how that flushes out in what we're doing. But again, yes, don't feel so much that anxiety. Be patient. These numbers do allow us to be patient, to get the shot to come to us. In greater supplies, but don't throw out the mitigation because we're already seeing that. I had some friends who traveled through some of our neighboring states and said, you wouldn't have thought COVID was going on at all. And we live in a porous society, especially with our neighbor to the west through the Quad Cities. That's not good. Okay, because we do travel and we have family in these neighboring states. And if they're not following the same mitigation, it does interface with our numbers. So just a word of warning.
All right. Well, Rhea Tucker, we'll talk to you again on Thursday.
Yep. Thanks a lot, Sean.